Joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're the first to arrive.
Okay.
We'll give it another minute to start.
Okay.
Has joined.
Good morning. Please mute your phones. We're getting background noise, and then I can begin. Press star 6. Thank you. We'll start with a L'shem Yichud, and then we'll proceed with the fifth Aliyah from Parasha Vayera. L'shem Yichud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkin Tevit, Kilu Urchimu, Kilu Urchimu, Kilu Urchimu, Le'achta, L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe, L'yichuda, Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vahino Amadunai Lohino Elena Masei Adena Penene Elena Masei Adena Penene. The fifth Aliyah is Genesis chapter 21, verse 5 through verse 21. That's a total of 17 verses. And we know the number 17 connects to the Hebrew word tov, which means good. Verse 5.
Vayavraham ben me'at shana behi valed lo et Yitzhak beno. Vatomer Sarah tehok asali Elohim kol hashomea Yitzhak li vatomer mimi leil Avraham heinika vanim Saraki alati ben liskunav vayigladal hayeled vayigamal vayas Avraham mishte gadol biyom higamel et Yitzhak vatere Asara et Ben Hagar Hamitrit Asher Yaldal Avraham Mitzahik. Watomer Le Avraham Garish Hadma Hazot Viet Bena Kilo Yirash Ben Hamahazot. Im Beni, im Yitzhak. Vayera hadavar meod. Ve'ene Avraham alodot beno. Vayomer Elohim el Avraham al yera. Ve'enecha al hana'ar. Ve'alamatecha kol asher tomar. Elecha sara shema b'kola ki b'yitzak. Yikare lecha zara v'gam et ben ha'ama l'goy asimenu ki zaracha hu v'yashkem Avraham. Baboker vayikach lechem behema mayim vayiten el hagar sam al shikma v'et hayeled vayishalchecha v'aytelech v'atecha v'midbar be'er shava v'ayichlu hamayim min ha'chemet v'atashlech et hayeled tachar achad ha'sichim v'atelech v'ateshev lam neged archek kim tachavei Keshet ki amara alere, b'mod hayaled, v'teshev mineged, v'tisa et kola v'tevcha. V'tevchech, v'yishma Elohim, et kol hana'ar v'yikra malach Elohim el hagar min ha'shamayim. V'yomer la malach hagar al tiri ki shama Elohim el kol hana'ar v'asher hu sham. Umishesei et hana'ar v'hachaziki et yadech boki legoy gadol asimenu. V'yivkach Elohim et einecha v'atere be'er mayim v'atelech Vat male et hachemet maim batashka et hanahar. Vayehi Elohim et hanahar. Vayigdal vayeshev bamidbar. Vayehi roveh hashat. Vayeshev b'midbar paran, v'tikach lo imo, isha me'eretz Mitzrayim. We've completed the Hebrew. We will now connect to the English translation. Starting with verse 5. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. This is the language of the Bible, but in the modern generation, that language would never be used. It would say when Abraham was 100 years old, when his son Isaac was born, it wouldn't add the word to him. So what does it tell you? What do you learn from that? Because obviously the word is additional. But there is no additional in the Torah. So there is a lesson to be learned. And Sarah said, God has made joy for me. Whoever hears will rejoice over me. And she said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? For I have borne a son to his old age. Referring to Abraham's old age, but not to Sarah's old age. Because if you bear a child, you have indicated that you're still in your youth. And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. And it is from this verse that people get the idea of the, what's it called? It's the haircutting ceremony for the three-year-old boy. The tradition is to not cut the hair on the head of a boy until he reaches the age of three. And scientifically, that's the age where the bones have grown together, and it's you no longer have the soft spots in your skull. And people have this tradition of having a picnic in the park, usually, or a party where each guest at the party or in the picnic will take the scissors and cut a lock of the hair. And then the boy is taken to a barber to get his hair shaped properly. And I know the mothers generally spend a lot of time preparing the child for that event. Verse 9. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, whom she had born to Abraham, making merry. We need to look at what that Hebrew translation of making merry is. In other places, it's an indication that he was relating to Isaac in a negative way, is what the translations usually imply. And Sarah said to Abraham, drive out this handmaid and her son, for the son of this handmaid shall not inherit with my son, with Isaac. But the matter greatly displeased Abraham concerning his son. And God said to Abraham, be not displeased concerning the lad and concerning your handmaid. Whatever Sarah tells you, hearken to her voice, for in Isaac will be called your seed. But also the son of the handmaid I will make into a nation, because he is your seed. And Abraham rose early in the morning, and he took bread and a leather pouch of water, and he gave them to Hagar. He placed them on her shoulder and the child, and he sent her away. And she went and wandered in the desert of Beersheba. Beersheba means the well of seven, or the seven wells. And it is the main town in modern-day Israel. in the southern part, in the desert, prior to you get to the port city at the end. I forget its name, but it's a well-known vacation spot. Question is, why do we need to know that she went wandering in that desert? Is there another desert that she would have been sent into? So there's something to teach us here. And the water was depleted from the leather pouch, and she cast the child under one of the bushes. And she went and sat down from afar at about the distance of two bow shots, for she said, "Let me not see the child's death." And she sat from afar, and she raised her voice and wept. And God heard the lad's voice, and an angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, "What is troubling you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the lad's voice in the place where he is. Rise, pick up the lad and grasp your hand upon him, for I shall make him into a great nation." And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the pouch with water and gave the lad to drink. And God was with the land, and he grew, and he dwelt in the desert, and he became an archer. And he dwelt in the desert of Paran, and his mother took for him a wife from the land of Egypt. The desert of Paran, the shorish of that word is par, which means a male cow, a bull. So what do we learn from that aspect as well? All of these words have meaning, but they're not easily determined. What is the meaning? What is the spiritual lesson? Does anyone have any questions on this fifth Aliyah that we've just completed? And I'm We're now going to learn about the 18th blessing of the morning blessing. This is the last blessing. And this is actually the blessing connecting us to the Tree of Life. It's the blessing of life itself, because the number 18 is the Hebrew word chai, meaning life. Baruch Atah. Remember the word Atah, which means translates as you, actually is a superfluous word in the blessing structure, because we could just as easily say Baruch Hashem. In some places we do. But whenever we add the word Atah, what we are saying is Aleph to Tah, all of the energy of the Hebrew letters is injected into the level of the He, which is the lower He, which is the physical world. Baruch Atah Hashem Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Hamim V'Natah.
Danu yo, yo ahe da wanu hey yo. No ten ha Torah. And we all say amen. But we are not finished with the 18th blessing, because immediately afterwards, we say a sentence, which I will explain, and then this is followed by the blessings of the priesthood, blessings of the Kohanim. Now, what the translation of the 18th blessing is, blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the world, who has chosen us from among all the nations and has given us his Torah. Blessed are you, Hashem, who has given the Torah. And what we are really saying with these words is we need to make a connection to the Torah. And the way you make a connection to the Torah is to speak the words of Torah. And that's what we do now. And we don't wait, because we rush to do a mitzvah. We rush to make the connection. We could delay it. We could do other words of Torah, but sages have told us this is what we should say. Vadaber Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Hei Yo El Moshe Lemor Daber El Aharon El Banav Lemor Kotevaru Et Bnei Israel Amor Lachem. And now we have three verses. The first verse is the right column, representing Chesed. Yivarechecha Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Hei Yo Vishmerecha. The next second verse, the middle verse, says the left column. Yair Adonai Yohei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Hei Yo Pana Velech Avichuneka. And the third verse is the central column. Isa Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Hei Yo Pana Velecha Velasem Lecha Shalom. Tradition says we lengthen out the word Shalom. And then there's a fourth verse, which is connecting us to Malchut, to the manifestation of these three verses, which connects us to the three columns of the Tree of Life. So the manifestation is this verse, Wishamu et Shemi al Bnei Yisrael. Va'ani avarachem. So let us read the translations. The blessing of the Kohanim starts out, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying,
But actually, they left out the part. It says, Hashem spoke to Moshe and then told him to say to Aaron. So the first verse is, Hashem spoke to Moshe and said to speak to Aaron and his sons of Aaron, saying, so shall you bless the children of Israel. Say to them the following. May the Lord bless you and protect you. That is the right column sentence. The left column sentence is, may the Lord enlighten his countenance for you and give you grace. Grace is the Hebrew word, shoresh is chen. And chen is chet nun. It is the shoresh of the name Hano. It is the reverse order of the name Noah. And essentially, grace has the meaning of Chachma Nestar. Chachma is wisdom. Nestar means concealed. Grace is connecting to the concealed wisdom, which is essentially the Torah. Because while we may think it's revealed in that we can read it, the wisdom is concealed within those letters of the Torah. And the third verse, the central column verse, may the Lord lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. But this translation isn't really what it's saying. It is saying, may Hashem lift up, elevate you, elevate his face, enlighten his face. All of that is built into the words. And give to you a name, which is peace. Now, Shalom is one of the names of God. Its translation is peace. It's also translation as completion. So what the third verse is really saying, not what the English translation implies, is that you receive shalom or peace or completion from outside of you. You receive peace and completion from your own actions. That's what the Hebrew is saying that is distorted by the English translation. And the Malchut, the manifestation of the three verses of the Tree of Life. And they shall place my name upon the children of Israel, and I shall bless them. And what this is saying is when the Kohanim bless the children of Israel, they are being a channel for the blessings to the people. But after they are completed, they are promised that they will also be blessed, that they will have received some of the blessing that they flows through them. Does anyone have any questions? I would just remind you, whenever you hear a blessing, say the word Amen. Whenever you say a blessing, It's superfluous for you to say Amen. I wish you all a wonderful day. We have three more classes coming. 11 o'clock class will be a Sefer Yetzirah, continuing the study of the Sefer Yetzirah. A deep Zohar class at 4:30, and a regular Zohar class at 7 o'clock. And we will meet again tomorrow at this time for the 6th Aliyah, and if we have time, for the Psalms class. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful day.
Oh, I know. You too. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.